evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Pfeiffer coming to you from Washington, D.C. Pretty nice day here in Washington weather-wise, but anytime you're here in Washington, you have to be very careful because there's a lot of criminals in the streets up here on Capitol Hill, and I'm talking about those members of Congress. I'm not talking about those poor people out there in the streets who've been subjected to drugs by our CIA and the Israeli Mossad, importing them into this country and making billions. Now, I'm not talking about all those poor people. I'm talking about all those rich members of Congress and their crooked staff members. I've talked before, ladies and gentlemen, about eating in restaurants here on Capitol Hill and seeing members of Congress living it up, probably at our expense or perhaps the expense of lobbyists. And I saw a table full of congressmen last night. I'm not going to mention their names because, well, I'm just not going to mention their names. I don't want to be responsible for, shall we say, I don't want to get kicked out of any of my favorite restaurants because I happen to see members of Congress there and then talk about them on the radio. But needless to say, I saw and overheard some things last night that just convinced me that we do have a criminal class here in Washington, and they are members of Congress and their staffs. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think we had two very interesting shows Monday and Tuesday night. Monday night we had Paul Tepeti, the young man who has a pretty good band called Poker Face, and as we discussed, he's been denied his right to sing. His right to sing because he has some things on his website that that quote-unquote deny the Holocaust. Actually, they don't even deny the Holocaust. They come to the defense of people who have been accused of quote-unquote denying the Holocaust. So now we found out that if you have musical talent, you're not allowed to use that musical talent if someone has objections to some of your political views. And it's kind of interesting, as a consequence of having Paul on the show the other night, the people who were responsible for getting him kicked out of Rutgers University, not actually, I should say, getting his band, preventing his band from playing at a Libertarian Party conference at Rutgers University, they now have a they've attacked him because of the fact that he was on the show. They say that that he was on the program. This is me, ladies and gentlemen, Holocaust denier and anti-Semitic extremist Michael Collins Pfeiffer, who, among other things, is known for his bizarre conspiracy theories, such as the theory that Israel and the Mossad were behind President John F. Kennedy's assassination and the Watergate scandal, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, this issue of freedom of speech is very important. And of course, last night we had another Paul on the show, Paul Fromm, from the Canadian Association for Free Expression. If many of you were unaware of the problems of freedom of speech in other countries, as I say, you need to be very much aware of it because there's a very real threat to freedom of speech in this country. I was writing an editorial for American Free Press this week, and if you don't know American Free Press, ladies and gentlemen, you should get acquainted with American Free Press. You check out the website at AmericanFreePress.net. Of course, it's a weekly newspaper, but we do have a website up there, and you can get all the information you need about American Free Press. In any case, in my editorial for American Free Press this week, I pointed out that Senator Charles Schumer, sometime shortly after the Oklahoma City bombing, introduced a bill, the title of which escapes me, but nonetheless, I have the information on hand. He introduced a bill that would outlaw discussion of what he called baseless conspiracy theories, quote-unquote, baseless conspiracy theories. Ladies and gentlemen, a respected member of Congress, if there is such a thing, a respected member of Congress wanted to outlaw conspiracy theories. Think about that, folks. This is Michael Collins Pfeiffer coming to you from Washington. We're going to have a wide-open discussion here tonight about freedom of speech and how we're going to save it, because we do need to save it. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm coming to you from Washington, D.C., home base of American Free Press newspaper. Remember that, folks. AmericanFreePress.net. Check it out. Good newspaper. I don't agree with everything that appears in the paper, and they don't agree with everything I write in the paper. But I'll tell you what, it gives me a forum, just like Republic Broadcasting Network gives me and lots of other good people a forum to speak out and exercise that funny little thing we call freedom of speech in this country, something that a lot of people don't like, because there are powerful people and powerful special interests that want to keep on misruling this country. And as long as we have freedom of speech, and dare I say the Second Amendment, too, let's not forget that Second Amendment. As long as we have freedom of speech and also the right to keep and bear arms, they're going to have a tough time tramping us down. Now, of course, since I started ranting and raving on this network on February 1st, I was telling you about how there were efforts to silence my freedom of speech on a forum on the Internet involving the JFK assassination. Well, there was one person in particular who was constantly defaming me and harassing me and demanding that I either endorse or renounce a variety of statements made by other people. Well, I'll tell you what, I understand now he's been banned from this forum, but what's interesting about this person who has been really harassing so many other people other than myself on this forum, it turns out that he was linked to Republican Party dirty tricks operations back during the period of Watergate. And even more interestingly, it turns out that he may have had an unusual link to the circumstances surrounding the assassination attempt on George C. Wallace in 1972. There is apparently evidence that this gentleman who's been trying to shut me up and trying to cause me trouble actually was linked to a group that may have been involved with the gentleman who attempted to kill George C. Wallace in 1972. So, ladies and gentlemen, you know, sometimes when it looks like people are conspiring against you and that they may have another agenda or they may have secret connections, it may well be true, and that's what I've discovered here. We're going to have open phones tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I want to talk about freedom of expression, you know, in general, and how we can fight against those who are trying to deny us freedom of expression. Our call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Yeah, in my sordid career of some 25 years writing and speaking, I have frequently been subjected to attacks by the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. And, you know, over the years, you know, let's be honest about this. Granted, the ADL is an unregistered foreign agent, a lobby for the State of Israel. And I have been a very outspoken critic of Israel, so I certainly understand why they would have a reason to try to silence me. But the fact is this, that they have been in the forefront of trying to suppress all manner of political dissent in this country. They were keeping secret files on Dr. Martin Luther King. They were keeping files on Dick Gregory, the civil rights activist. They were keeping files on a public television station in San Francisco, for God's sake. Not just the right wing, but the left wing. And I always use those terms, right wing and left wing, in quotes, because the lines have been blurred in the past few years. So the point is this, ladies and gentlemen, that the Anti-Defamation League, although it does function as a lobby for Israel, it has also, in general, functioned as a hit squad, as an adjunct of the secret police in this country, trying to maintain and contain political dissent of any kind of political dissent that threatens the powers that be, the financial forces that misrule this country and seek now to rule the world using America's military might and our boys and girls, those people who are over there fighting now and dying in the Middle East. And, you know, just saw a news report today. They've been polling the soldiers over there. And the poll results aren't very popular, at least as far as President George Punk Bush is concerned, because the soldiers wonder what they're doing over there. Now, of course, President Bush gets these soldiers and lines them up, and they take pretty pictures of him, you know, smiling, and they get a handful of soldiers, you know, a nice, racially mixed group, you know, to make everybody happy. But, you know, the fact is, everybody's fed up. The military is fed up with this madman in the White House and his criminal advisors, these pro-Israel neoconservative fundamentalist maniacs, and that's exactly what they are, folks. They've gotten us into this no-win war in Iraq, and now they want to push us into a war against Iran. These are very dangerous people. Another story worth pointing out regarding our troops. Turns out that, like, what is it, one in three, you know, one in three of the soldiers coming back are, this is frightening. They're seeking psychiatric assistance of one sort or another. Now, you know, I have mixed feelings about psychiatry, ladies and gentlemen, but needless to say, if these soldiers feel compelled, if these figures are correct, it's a survey taken apparently by the Army, if these figures are correct, this would tend to discredit the president's claim, this lying president's claim that our soldiers are fully committed to what he's committed them to. It would tend to suggest that the soldiers over there, the guys who are coming back, they have real serious problems with what they've been asked to do and why they've been asked to do it. And you know, I tell you what, if I were one of these war hawks, one of these armchair war hawks like Richard Pearl or Paul Wolfowitz or this guy named Dick Cheney or this guy named Newt Gingrich or William Crystal, this whole ugly crowd, and they are very ugly people, actually, when it comes right down to it, folks. I don't like to pass judgment on people's looks, but have you ever looked at the face of Paul Wolfowitz? Have you ever looked at the face of Richard Pearl? Or Newt Gingrich, for that matter. I've seen this man up close in public, quite an unpleasant-looking man. But needless to say, these are these armchair war hawks who sent these young men and women over there to fight. And fortunately, some of them are coming back. But unfortunately, a lot of those who are coming back are crippled. They don't have arms and legs, you know. And they're beginning to understand what lies were told by these criminal elites in our government. And, I predict it's going to take a few years, but there's going to be lots of anger and lots of resentment toward the armchair war hawks. Those of us who warned against the dangers of this war and what could happen if we got into Iraq, we have no apologize for having dared to take on the president. We've been called un-American and unpatriotic, but we knew all along that we were the real patriots, and that these internationalist criminals in the White House and in positions of influence in big think tanks here that are funded by arms manufacturers, these war profiteers, there's going to be a hell of a price to pay for them to pay, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, we have quite a few callers who've joined us here. Let's go to Edward from Ohio. Edward, come on up.
Mr. Collins Piper, how are you doing?
How you doing tonight? You can call me Mike.
Okay, I kind of forgot your name there. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I was
well,
actually looking at a piece of paper, so I didn't get the wrong guy there. I'm sorry.
Just so you don't call me sir, that always makes me feel like I'm twice as old as I am.
Oh, sir?
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry about that.
All right.
Listen, not to take away from your hostship. I appreciate what you're saying, but I just got to be, brutally honest with you. There was a caller that called in that I really related with. I don't recall if it was last night or the night before. I think he gave his website out. I think it was houseoftroy.com. When he was talking about the truth.
I do remember that call, and I think that was his website address, yeah.
Was that last night?
That was...
two nights ago?
I think it was two nights ago,
something
yeah.
like that, okay. When he was describing the truth, he reminded me of me, because I think this guy's got a handle on the truth.
I remember that, and I was actually quite impressed with what he had to say. Yeah,
oh, yeah, yeah. I just desire to touch on that. Now, I called about the Holocaust. Now, we know it's a crime to steal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, here's what I think happened. I'm not entirely sure of everything about World War II, but these people that call themselves Jews, I think they were trying to victimize themselves to whip up sympathy from other people so that they could get reparations, so-called, or whatever. And what happened was... I'm not denying the Holocaust. I just don't believe what they say about what they call the Holocaust. There was a Holocaust during World War II. And before I did tell you what it is, I'd like to talk about the word Holocaust. I heard that the word Holocaust means the consuming of a sacrifice. And I just looked it up in my Webster's 1828 dictionary. And I can't read the Greek here, but it comes from one word, which means whole. It's probably hala. And the other... like caustic, I suppose. I'm not sure, but that means burnt.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
It's a whole burnt. It's like to entirely burn the sacrifice, and that's what the Old Testament talks about when there were animal sacrifices. It's to burn the animal. Okay. Now there was a Holocaust during World War II when the Allies bombed German cities. They destroyed the buildings and
Edward,
they caused.
You're going to have to hold that for
I'll
the break.
Hold it. I'll hold it.
You are welcome to come back up after the break, and we'll pursue this further. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper, Stirring Trouble here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stirring trouble with people who don't like freedom of speech, that is.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper, returning here tonight on the Republic Broadcasting Network, sitting here in Washington, D.C., looking at a screen full of callers who want to come up. But right now we have Edward on from Ohio, and he's talking about that ever-controversial subject of the Holocaust. And he was pointing out that there was indeed a very real Holocaust that took place during World War II. And, Edward, if you want to continue in that vein, please do.
Yes. Not only was the Allied bombing of the Democratic forces against Nationalist Germany pretty successful in destroying the buildings, but it also was used against the German seed, or the people themselves of Germany, which included civilians. And it was basically...
Well, you were specifically talking about the city of Dresden, which was basically a civilian city, was it not?
Oh, not just Dresden. But
exactly.
Mm-hmm. I heard it was like throughout Germany. I mean, there were Germans that were basically treated like they were a sacrifice, and they were burnt. And I'm part German. So, I mean, I'm not entirely Caucasian, but I basically relate with, you know, the white race. I'm a white man, basically,
mm-hmm.
and I'm part German or Germanic. I'm not sure if it's Austrian or Swiss or what, but anyways, they're part of my people there. And I don't like that to have happened to my people when they were trying to, you know, build themselves a society for themselves, and then some other group of people that were guests in that country, they come along and they take that word that those people, you know, was used to describe the suffering those people, and then apply it to themselves And they were basically instigators of that thing. So
you know,
I'm
going to say something that's controversial, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. You know, after just in the last few years, we've heard, and this is just a little bit off the topic, but certainly related. But so forgive me, Edward. But
go ahead.
You know, over the last few years, I've been hearing all these people claiming about how, you know, these Jewish people complaining about how their families had all these valuable paintings and they had chamber pots that belonged to this pope, gold-plated chamber pots that belonged to this pope and that pope that are, you know, worth $100,000 today. And, you know, all these immense valuables, books, rare first editions, this and that, such and such. What
okay.
puzzles me about that is that why these Jewish families in Germany seem to have all this massive wealth, and yet most of the people of Germany prior to World War II and prior to the rise of Hitler were starving. I mean, I can't figure out why this one small group of people seem to have all these valuable paintings and chamber pots and candelabra and, you know, all these valuables, you know, and now they're coming back and saying they were dispossessed of these things. Well, I want to know why they had it all in the first place.
Okay,
I mean,
yeah, that's
it's just a
question.
Thought that always passes through my mind.
I was reading, it was either in American Free Press or the Spotlight, because it was so long ago, it was around the time of the, you know, whatever, you know, or, you know, where the one ended, the other one began. It was probably in American Free Press, but I'm not sure, where it talked about these people that call themselves Jews, or Judaists, as I call them. I think that there was some sort of a Bolshevik action going on against the host nations where they lived, whether that be Russia or Germany. And they, in my understanding was, they, through their financial machinations or whatever, came to be in possession of these items, whether it be stealing or usury, and, you know, collecting the payment that was due them by their, you know, financial practice or something along those lines. That's basically, based on the article that I read, that they came into these possessions.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what it comes down to. This is kind of interesting, and we're going to have to move on here, Edward, because we have quite a few callers and we have a break coming up. But apparently a lot of the people who were taken into custody after the Hitler government came to power, a lot of the people were currency speculators and black marketeers, and that's where a lot of that money was accumulated. And keep in mind, it's no coincidence that Edgar Bronfman, of the head of the World Jewish Congress, who's been active in trying to get all this money out of the Swiss banks, keep in mind that his family were big shots in organized crime here in the United States, involved in drugs, gambling, prostitution, you know, going back to the turn of the century. And they were key players in the Lansky crime syndicate in this country. And it was Meyer Lansky, along with the Bronfmans, who really pioneered the use of Swiss banks for the placement of organized crime money coming from the United States. So I think if some intrepid researcher started getting into this whole issue of just what money was stacked up in these Swiss banks, you would probably find a lot of that was coming from people tied up with the Lansky crime syndicate. Because bear in mind, during the Roaring Twenties, during that period, you know, when there was all this, you know, during this period where there was all this organized crime, you know, they were stacking up a lot of money, and it was going into Swiss banks. They were hiding it from the American authorities there. So there's a lot more to the whole story there. And this is something that, you know, it's a very controversial area, but, you know, it's just one of these things that we need to look into to try to get the facts, just the facts, you know, and get away from the emotion and the lies. I mean, you know, this Holocaust thing, we're never going to be able to get away from it. I don't like to talk about the subject, but it's something we read about every day in the papers. We see movies about it. We see television shows about it. I mean, you know, you go back to the Talmud, it says that that's the foundation of Jewish teaching. It says 4 billion Jews were killed by the Romans. 4 billion, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper here on Republic Broadcasting Network. We have quite a few callers here, and when we come back, we're going to roll right into them, starting with Linda from Wisconsin. Stay tuned, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. This is a very Holocaust-weary Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You know, as I said before the break, I really don't like to talk about the Holocaust, but, you know, our callers do like to talk about the Holocaust, and you know what? So does the mass media in this country. I don't know how many articles I saw in the Washington Post and the Washington Times today, commenting on the controversy surrounding David Irving and his having been jailed for quote-unquote Holocaust denial. Anyway, let's move on to our next caller, Linda from Wisconsin.
Hello, Michael.
How are you doing tonight, Linda?
Oh, I'm kind of emotional. I went to the grocery store shopping, and on my way home, I stopped to get a video, and while I was at the grocery store, I made some copies of Joel Skousen's World Affairs Brief, January 6th, I believe it was, letter, and it was a wonderful letter. It was a four-page letter concerning the different points on why the 9/11 was an inside job.
Okay.
And so when I went to get out of the car to go to the video store, well, right next door are the Navy, the Marines, and the Army recruiting
okay.
offices. And I had, I think they kind of know who I am. They see me coming because I've dropped off information to them in the past. Tonight I walked into the Marine recruiting office and I handed a copy of the Joel Skousen news brief letter to him. And I said to him, I said, I hope you'll read this. I said, the information that's in here is vital, and you need to know this. And he looked at it, and he says, well, what is it? I said, well, it's about 9/11 and the truth about 9/11. And I left the office, and I went to walk over to the video store. And this young man came out, and he had the papers with him, and he says, and he was all emotional. He said, I want you to know I just came back from the from Iraq, and he said, what we're doing over there is the right thing. And I said, sir, if you'll just read it. You see, what has happened, now, what I'd have to say about this particular Marine, not all, but this one, he's the kind of Marine that would come into my house and shoot me and my family and disarm me.
You know, Linda, I'm sorry to say, but I think you're absolutely 100% correct.
But then, and then he left, and he was going to throw the papers away, and I said, no, please don't throw them away. I said, give them back to me, and I'll give them to someone else. Well, the young man in the video store, he says, I'll take them.
So I gave it to him.
And then while I was looking for a video, this young man came in, and he started talking to me, and I knew that he was one of the young men in the Marine office.
Okay.
And we had a real nice talk, and I told him what I knew about the Kennedy assassination and how a former CIA agent had come to me in 1992 and told me that George Bush Sr. went to Joseph Kennedy and said, quote, those two boys have got to go, meaning they've got to be assassinated. So I know that about George Bush. You know, that's one of your topics.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, and I told him those things. But you see, what happens is when you start talking to these young people and these people that are involved in this war, he stood there and told me how six different men in his family had fought in various wars. And then I wanted to say back to him, and yes, are we any freer today? We are not any freer today. We are in more jeopardy today, and we're being lied to. Anyway,
Linda, those wars that he's apparently bragging about. I mean, those were the wars to end all wars.
Right. He was very nice to me. He wanted to know if I was a Christian, and I told him I was. And he wanted to know what faith I was, and I said, that's not important. You don't need to know what faith I am. But, you know, these young people have been so conditioned to the news media and that all is well in Washington. Washington prospereth, and Washington does nothing wrong, because we all think that it's the same Washington that George Washington was the head of. And you see, because that's exactly the way I thought until my eyes were opened by a wonderful talk show host in Salt Lake City on KSL who told me all about the George Bush family. And
okay. That's
when my eyes were open, and I've been studying ever since.
Well, you know, it's funny, Linda. You know, you just took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to ask you what kind of opened your eyes to all this, because I can see I recall talking to you before, and I was very impressed with you when you called in here. You're obviously a very discerning and concerned person who weighs things very, very carefully, and also you're dedicated to getting the truth out there, and that's why you're a real American.
I know you have other callers, but I'll be quick.
No, I'm enjoying this, Linda. Please proceed.
Talking about Hitler and the Holocaust. Now, you see, I'm one of those people that do believe that there. I don't care if it was 5 or 50,000 or 5 million.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. But here's the thing: Hitler was not only going after the Jews, but he was also going after his own German Christian people. There is a video out, autobiography on Helmut Huebner. He was a Hitler youth, a brown shirt youth, and he was all for Hitler until one day he saw the mistreatment in the streets of the Jews. And then in his own church, the leader of his church, one night when they went to church, there was a young man who was a member of their church. And they locked him out, and there was a note on the door that said, no Jews allowed here, and yet he was a Christian and a member of that church. That was another thing that woke him up. And then another thing that the leader of his church did is that he wanted to practice the Heil Hitler salute. That was, and that made him angry. His brother, who was in the military, came home and brought a shortwave radio with him. I love shortwave radios. And there was a little bit wrong with it, and he fixed it, and he was living with his grandparents. Well, in those days under Hitler, the only three stations you could listen to were three German stations. You were not allowed to listen to BBC. This Helmut Huebner, at that time, was 16 years old. Think about the intelligence of this young man. 16 years old, he got into BBC, and that was when he started learning the truth. Two other youths of his friends, they started printing on a typewriter and paper that he got from work and putting posters out on the town square and in people's mailboxes. Eventually, Helmut Huebner was captured and they beat him and he was beheaded. Now, here's the thing. His two friends that were in his cell the night before he died, this one Carl Schnibbett, he said, oh, Helmut, they're not going to kill you. He says, oh, yes, they are. He says, look at the wall. And he went and looked at the wall, and the whole wall was covered with the names of young German boys that Hitler had beheaded.
I'm sure that's probably true. In fact, keep in mind, though, one point there, execution by beheading, by guillotine, was actually that was a prescribed form of capital punishment in Germany.
Yes.
For many, many years. So it was not any particular brutality of the Hitler regime. They were using the guillotine before that. No question about it. Many people suffered during World War II, but the problem is that we keep hearing that only one group had a massive special suffering, and that's why a lot of people, Linda, are getting kind of tired of hearing about it.
It was Carl Schnibbett that was brutalized by one of the, I keep wanting to say KGB, that's the Soviets. I can't think of what you call them right now. The police. Anyway, when they captured him, they put him in this room that they called the Room of Lights, and they pushed him up against this wall, and they broke his nose. And
well,
then,
Linda, I tell you what, I'm sure that I don't have any doubt that that happened. But the thing is, you could go on and on
right.
with these stories. Let's put it this way. Let's just wrap this up by saying that we believe in freedom, and we believe in freedom of speech, and we want to preserve it here in the United States, and God forbid the people that are running this country today ever have a free hand in suppressing our freedom of speech, because that's what they want to do. And if they get the chance to cut our heads off, they will. So
going back to the point where I called and that experience with that young Marine, he was so emotional. And he came after me and he handed the papers back to me. And when I tried to talk to him, he wouldn't even let me talk to him. I was the enemy.
Well, that's the problem. You put your finger on it right there, Linda. They have conditioned so many people to think of anyone who speaks out, anything that goes beyond the official government line is the enemy, and that's the problem. Linda, I want to thank you for your call. Let's move on to Andrew from Florida.
Yes, hello.
How you doing, Andrew?
I'm doing real good. I want to tell you about a patriot who lives on Highway 17 in South Florida, who's been having his American flag flying at half-mast since sometime in the year 2005. And I think it's a great idea. I think that all of us patriots, instead of going out and buying other flags, let's just take the flag we've got and fly half mast.
Andrew, let me tell you a story. First of all, I think that's a great idea, but let me tell you a story about one of my colleagues, a gutsy guy named Steve Lombardo. He works there at American Free Press. Steve is a U.S. Army veteran, and he on the back of his pickup truck, he has a magnetic U.S. flag. and he was flying it upside down, you know, showing distress, and he was pulled off by somebody on the highway who then proceeded to challenge him to a fight because this guy said, well, I'm a patriotic American, I'm a U.S. I'm a former U.S. soldier, and you're unpatriotic for flying that flag upside down. Well, I want to tell you something. Steve told him a thing or two. Steve's a gutsy guy, and he's a pretty big guy, too, and not one to tinkered with. But I think I've heard about that fellow you're talking about. I know there's quite a few people around the country doing it, Andrew, and it is a way of getting the message out there. It certainly attracts attention. So
something to think about there. Every day you drive by it, it just stands out more and more.
Causes people to question it. Andrew,
yeah.
I want to thank you for your call and move on to Richard from North Carolina. You call again, though, Andrew. Richard, come on up.
Hi there, Rick. No. Yeah, Rick is the guy who runs the radio station here.
Okay, well, I'm Mike.
Mike. Okay. Rick runs a radio station in eastern North Carolina. I have an afternoon morning show for about an hour, and you were talking about freedom of expression.
Right, right.
This afternoon on Wolf Blitzer's, Jack Cafferty came up and had somebody did an interview, a poll, and found out there's more people who knew all the people on The Simpsons than knew about what the First Amendment meant.
I saw that in the paper today myself, Richard. Yeah, and, you know, it doesn't surprise me considering,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, more people thought the First Amendment meant you can drive a car and own a pet. ran out loud. But in my radio show, and when Rick is on the radio show also, people call in after they're on the air. They're afraid to call in because they may be recognized. And I get this from a lot of people. And I thought, you people, and then in Cafferty's question was, what does this tell us? And I emailed to Cafferty. I don't think he read it, but it said one thing. The government has won. They know you don't know jack about your rights. They have won, and we are going down the tubes.
Well, we're not going to go down the tubes if we keep standing up and saying that we're not going to go down the tubes,
right.
And that we're not going to allow them to bully us. And
right.
And if we do like Linda, our previous caller, did earlier, and continue to speak out, and
right.
do like my friend Steve Lombardo did by placing that American flag upside down and defending.
Okay.
Defending not only his right to do it, but also standing up and explaining why he did it. So
okay, here's the one thing. I live in a military town. I got my idea for flying the flag upside down from the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership.
Mm-hmm.
I flew my flag upside down. My neighbor called the police, wanted me arrested and told to fly my flag correctly. He was an Eagle Scout. He knows how to fly the flag. He knows the flag regulations. The article, by the way, I'm a libertarian. The article wound up in 8 newspapers in eastern North Carolina, wound up on the web at keepandbeararms.com. I had a phone call from Phoenix, Arizona, saying, go for it, guy, keep it up.
Good
and
for
then,
you.
And then 2 weeks later, somebody snuck into my house at 12 o'clock at night and stole my flag off my house.
They thought they were doing something patriotic. Imagine that.
They stole my flag off my house.
Did you report that to the police?
Yes, and they said, thank you very much, and hung up. But, I mean, you know, our freedoms are going. We're fighting our best. There's a few of us out here, including this gentleman who runs a radio station, myself. There's a lot of us out there talking. But Mike, I think a lot of the country is running around with blinders on.
Well, you know, we do know that for a fact, and that's why, you know, that's why we've got to keep on keeping on. You know, we've got to keep on speaking out. We can't
yes.
be cowed. We, you know, they
yes.
call us names. They steal our flags.
Harass us. They yell at us. They scream at us.
Yeah, but you know what? There's getting to be more and more of us, and that's becoming a real problem for them. You know what I mean? So it's we just gotta keep it up, Richard. I need to move on. I want to thank you for your call. You keep on listening. Let's go to Phyllis from Ohio. Phyllis, come on up.
Oh, thanks, Mike. And I want to tell the story, my personal experience during the so-called first Gulf War when I was living in Alabama?
Yeah, please do.
I was a representative for the American Gulf War Association.
Okay.
I'm a gray-haired grandmother, and I had a little friend that could be my daughter, and we went to these open meetings at the VA hospital in Birmingham for the Gulf War veterans. And we set up a table very quietly in the back of the room and put videotapes and printed information and so on that we felt would be helpful for them. And we would sit through these sessions once a week and listen to these doctors from the VA and the shrinks and the various social workers. And then we'd see these very, very sick veterans come in, and their whole families were sick. We'd hear their stories. And we'd hear them say, well, now, just hold on. Do I hear the music?
Phyllis, yep, that means you got to slow down here for a minute, but we'll hold you on till the break. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. We've got a few callers we want to squeeze in before we wrap up the hour. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper here, wrapping up another hour for the evening. We've been having a very interesting discussion here tonight with a lot of folks about the ramifications of how they're trying to take away our freedom of speech. We have one of the grand ladies of the American Patriot Movement on here with us right now, Phyllis Coey from Ohio, and she's talking about her efforts to spread the word about the problems facing the Gulf War veterans. So, Phyllis, if you could go ahead, please.
Thank you. As I said, my little friend and I were attending these open meetings at the VA hospital in Birmingham, Alabama, And after several weeks of attending these, we begin to get the confidence of the veterans, and they took the information, begin to ask us questions. And so one session we decided to quietly take a small tape recorder in and just tape one of the sessions. Well, the doctor literally flew out of the room. He came back with the security guard, and he took us out. And they said we were interfering with the confidentiality of the veterans. And I'm, you know, this is, 10 years ago? I'll be 79 years old this month. And this is, 10 years ago? I just would like to quickly mention, too, Mike, that 34 years ago this month, my son made his decision to draw the line in the sand. And you know his story. You've been very gracious in mentioning it. And he was the first, featured in the very first issue of the Spotlight.
That's right, John Allen Coe. Yeah.
That's right, and I'm out there still trying to save the lives of these young men, and John's journal is very, very relevant today, Michael, to try to get through to these young people on why they should not be taken in.
That's something that those young men at the recruiting office that Linda talked to in Wisconsin, they need to read the journals of John Allen Coe, because there's an unquestioned patriot who stood up to the things that we're fighting against here. So, well, Phyllis, I need to move on here.
Yes, I know. Thank you so much for the time.
Grab these last two calls. Listen, thanks always for calling, Phyllis. Hey, we got John in Florida. John, come on up.
Hello. Is this Michael?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, I didn't hear Rancho Cucamonga, California. But anyway, you mentioned the Jewish Holocaust, and I just wanted to let you know that one of my professors at Northwestern University back in the late 60s, the man named Arthur R. Butz, without going into a big, long dissertation, most of my classmates, especially myself, thought he was one of the best professors we ever had. He was organized. He was prepared. He just did a heck of a good job teaching the course. It's an electrical engineering course, and a lot of us, you know, did really well in it, and we think it's because of him. Anyway, he is the guy who wrote this book called it was in
The Hoax of the 20th Century.
The Biggest Hoax of the 20th Century. That's right. And I found out about that when he made the network news in Chicago in 1976 or 77. And I said, what the heck is going on here? I never got the book, Michael, but I've been going to his website quite a bit the last month or so. And one of the things that I've noticed, and you may remember this too, but the 6 million killed Jews number, there's not as much engineering precision as one would think.
Right.
A lot of it is based upon anecdotal word-of-mouth evidence from survivors attributing
John,
you know, a couple hundred cousins.
John, I'll tell you what, I don't mean to interrupt you,
I just
want to say this much, like I always emphasize here. One night we're going to have a guest on the show, and you know what? I'll probably get Arthur Butz himself, because I can't think of anybody
better. That would be great.
But we're here to talk about freedom of speech, ladies and gentlemen, and unfortunately, our last caller tonight, Clayton, is not going to get up. So, Clayton, you call tomorrow night. We're going to have wide open phones. Ladies and gentlemen who called in tonight, I appreciate your calls, and I appreciate all you listeners out there, too. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Keep up the fight for freedom of speech. That's all we can do. Have a good evening, everybody.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns. People like you and me.
prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.